And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of September, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "We promise according to our hopes, we fulfill according to our fears." François VI, the Duc de La Rochefoucauld, born in 1613, and famous to us for his maxims, his epigrams, including, "There are good marriages, but no delicious ones." It's the birthday of the first true American novelist, James Fenimore Cooper, born Burlington, New Jersey, 1789, the 11th of 12 children. When he was just a baby, the family moved to the wilderness of upstate New York, and he ran wild in the woods with his many, many siblings. Went to Yale, where he was thrown out of school for making a donkey sit in his professor's chair. Best remembered today for the Leatherstocking Tales, novels about the frontiersman Natty Bumppo, including The Last of the Mohicans. It's the birthday of the humorist and drama critic Robert Benchley, 1889, born Worcester, Massachusetts. When he was 9 years old, his older brother Edmund was killed in the Spanish-American War, and his mother cried out, "Why couldn't it have been Robert?" Robert Benchley became managing editor at Vanity Fair in 1919, and that's when he met Dorothy Parker. They became close friends, went off to Life magazine, and then to The New Yorker, and then to Hollywood, where he wrote and acted in several short films with his monologues. He was a heavy drinker who died in 1945 of cirrhosis of the liver. Robert Benchley, who said, "There are two kinds of people in the world, those who believe there are two kinds of people in the world and those who don't." It's the birthday of Agatha Christie, the mystery writer, born in England, in Torquay, in 1890. During the World Wars, she worked at a hospital dispensary, which gave her a knowledge of pharmaceuticals and poisons that she used well in her murder mysteries, including Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and her play The Mousetrap. She was married to the archaeologist Sir Max Mallowan. Agatha Christie, who once said, "An archaeologist is the best husband a woman can have. The older she gets, the more interested he is in her." And it's the birthday of the Nigerian novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, born in Enugu, 1977, author of two novels, Purple Hibiscus and Half of a Yellow Sun, often writing about the Nigerian-Biafran War of the late 1960s. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth, "They Accuse Me of Not Talking." North people known for silence, long dark of winter, Norland families go months without talking, Eskimos also, except bursts of sporadic, eerie song. South people different, right and wrong, all crystal there, and they squabble, no fears, though they praise North silence. "Ho," they say, "look at them deep thinkers, them strong philosophical types, men of peace." But take notice, please, of what happens. Winter on the brain. You're literate, so words are what you feel. Then you're struck dumb. To which love can you speak the words that mean dying and going insane and the relentless futility of the real? A poem by Hayden Carruth, "They Accuse Me of Not Talking," from his collected shorter poems published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.